Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Hey, good morning. It is the 9th of November, the day before the Marine Corps birthday. Just thought I'd let you know so that if you wanted to bring down tomorrow, you wanted to bring down little presentos for the Marines. Usually, those little small bottles of alcohol are really cool. They are. Anyway, and it's 7:05 in the morning. And our show is brought to you by, or the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So, Ashley's here. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, sir. We are looking at a frost advisory throughout, or a freeze warning, actually, throughout the North State until about 9 o'clock this morning. And a low of 33 tomorrow morning and Tuesday, basically all week, we're going to be hovering right around that freezing mark. Out of the airport right now, we're at 41 degrees, so and it should be warming up pretty soon. Our high today will be less than 60. We'll be at 59, but it's going to be our coldest day until Thursday. So high of 63 on Tuesday, 62 on Veterans Day. And then by Thursday, we are expecting a little bit more rain, which means lower highs and higher lows. So Thursday rain and snow in the mountains, definitely. So we're looking forward to that. And also happy National Scrapple Day.
Scrapple.
Which I had to look up.
Oh, no. Scrapple's a food. Comes out of Pennsylvania.
Yep.
And, oh, yeah, if you've been back east, you know, Scrapple's big. You can get it in, you can get it in cafes and restaurants and things like this, believe it or not.
So
tell people what Scrapple is.
As best I can understand it, it's like a pork meatloaf that's served as a side for breakfast.
Yeah, and it's got
pork odds and ends and wheat and cornmeal and spices all mixed together. It looks like a kind of meatloaf from what I understand.
Yeah. I'd like to describe the taste to you, but I've never done it.
You've never tried it?
Oh, no, I've been in places where they have Scrapple. And I went, gosh, you know what? Scrapple kind of reminds me of what's that thing the Scots eat?
Haggis?
Haggis. It kind of reminds me of haggis. And I've had haggis. And trust me, it's something you've got. It's an acquired taste. Haggis is a really an acquired taste, like goat eyeballs and things like that. But Scrapple, it just didn't fit into my morning.
For
the several days I was there, I never did have it. There's people that love Scrapple, and I'm sure that, Kelly, if you're listening, you're a Pennsylvania girl, and you've been back there. If you, if you want to call in and tell us what Scrapple tastes like,
it's
605-4567 if you're listening this morning. Anyway, what was I at? Oh, okay, what other day?
I didn't actually get to celebrate any of yesterday's, and yesterday we had a bunch of good ones. So it was not only Cappuccino Day, but Harvey Wallbanger Day.
Whoa.
Parents as Teachers Day, which I think is funny. It fell on a Sunday this year.
Parents as Teachers Day, which we're running into this week, too.
Yeah, we are back to a lot of distance learning for a lot of our local
there
schools.
There we are. I think when you hit the purple, everybody goes back into distance
learning. I haven't double-checked if all of them are down, but all of the ones that come to mind.
Look at the purple restrictions, what tier purple is.
We're basically outside. I went to try to eat dinner yesterday, and I had to bring it back here. But it was it's cold and miserable, and I just wanted, like, a hot dog. It was sad. But yesterday was also STEM and STEAM Day, which is science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
STEM.
Which are some
of
my favorites.
That's cool. Yes. Okay. Hey, all of that is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And during the month of November, veterans get another discount on top of the discount he's already given you. Kind of a way of one veteran to another saying, hey, I still got your back, buddy. Give him a call, 365-3793. You know, I was really disappointed. I have to say it. I thought my team, was going to roll through. I really did. I mean, we had one. We had, you know, the greatest heading this team, and they were going against another aged person. But I really thought that we were going to roll over them. Roll them. We've had a great, you know, we've had a great few years here, and we should have rolled on it. But from the beginning, it was one thing after another, until finally at the end, it was like a Hail Mary passes. My gosh, Tom Brady got beat by Drew Brees. Sunday Night Football.
That's good.
Oh, my God.
Drew Brees, I believe, is on my fantasy team.
So. Oh, well, five touchdowns, that young man of 40.
Nice.
I think he's like 39 or 40. It was like they came out in walkers on the field. No, but I tell you, Tom did not have a good night. Tom was, every time he turned around, there was a saint marching. And, I mean, being chased. Tom's too old to be chased. Anyway, they didn't have, they had a total of like, they had unless, and I turned it off finally in the last 4 minutes when it was 38-3, unless they handed the ball off a couple more times, they would have set a National Football League record of the fewest runs. They had four. They had four runs the whole game. Four. Anyway.
That's scary.
Brees came out. I mean, he was hot. This guy was looking around. He had not only did he has this, you know, this down the field 180 degrees out. He had something like 270 degrees. You know, somebody if a Tampa Bay Buccaneer kind of got close to him, he would kind of move a little bit and pew, throw the ball. They've got this guy number 7, who is a quarterback, but he's really but he's kind of like that all purpose guy. And I don't know what his name is. You can look it up if you want to. Number 7 on the Saints. He can play quarterback. He can play wide receiver. He can block. And he can run. And one of their plays is they just hike it to him in the shotgun. And then he runs. And you know it's coming because that's what he's going to do. Except he can throw. He was a quarterback in college. And he takes off down the field. And he's just galloping down the field. And they're trying to block him. And he's just leaping over people. And, you know, they get him before he gets a touchdown. He jumps up. I mean, you can see a smile. And people are high-fiving him and hugging him and all these things. Anyway, my man, Tom. And I'll tell you, you know, I cheered for the Patriots when Tom and the Gronk were there. So I immediately switched allegiance to Tampa Bay. I know I'm fickle. I know you could call me a person of no loyalty. But my loyalty's to Tom and the Gronk. I love to watch somebody that's maintained it this long. So now he's got a 5-3 season. Can they still get in the playoffs? Yeah. But he needs to get some, you know, he needs to get his, they've got a new receiver named Antonio Brown, which has got so much baggage with him, they probably needed a fleet of moving trucks to bring him to Tampa Bay. Oh, no, I'm not just talking about mouthing off. I'm talking about assaulting women. I'm talking about, you know, fist fights in bars. Antonio has a big problem. And he came up and he said, I've really been working on my problems. Okay, Antonio, we'll see. Tom Brady has Antonio living with him, at least part-time. Maybe that'll help. Didn't help last night. Okay. I know you all are saying, what do you think about what happened over the weekend? I'm still kind of in shock. You know, the thing that and we're going to take a break, is, you know, was it a fair and was it a fair election where all the votes, you know, blah, 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 going through all of that? I'm sure that there are people out there that said the ends justify the means. The ends justify the means, so I'm just dumping these ballots. But I think that could have been going on both sides. The bottom line is, probably, is that Trump is not going to pull us out. Probably. Does he need to keep fighting it and do his and use the legal side of it? Yes. Al Gore did. People forget that Al Gore was the president for 34 days, president-elect for 34 days. Uh-huh. And so you have to get into that. And he needs to use his every means. But Joe Biden has got a lot of problems, and we're going to talk about that when we get back. But Sleep Number is bringing us this segment. Sleep Number is having a special Veterans Day sale where you can save up to $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base through Wednesday. That's this Wednesday. Exclusive offers also available for military members. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep, only at Sleep Number stores over at the Target Shopping Center, of course. And let me tell you about Sleep Number. The fact is that veterans and our active duty military have a different sleep pattern, as do their families. On an average, they're sleeping about only 6 hours per night, which is less than the national average. There's an additional stress if your spouse is deployed. All of these things. Well, Sleep Number is a proven quality of better sleep, and people on Sleep Number sleep longer at night. They sleep better at night. Consumer Reports rates Sleep Number in the top two mattresses in their category. And the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed adjusts to you as you sleep. My Sleep Number setting is 55. It's been 55, but the other day I think I dropped it to 45 after an extreme, after a real strenuous day of moving things. And Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45 all the time, but she's dropped it down, or she's taken it up to like 60, where her Sleep Number setting was 60. My Sleep Number setting, even at 100, is still a great night's sleep. Sleep Number, my friends. We get back. Let's talk about what Joe Biden's facing him if he indeed is inaugurated as our president.
Come on, folks. Everybody sing. Now when the saints go marching in. Now when the saints go marching in. Yes, I will.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We'd like to remind you to consider donating any leftover Halloween candy we can send to our troops during our Christmas packaging event. If you would like to donate leftover candy for packages for the troops or non-perishable food items for our holiday meals for veterans and families of those deployed, please call the Northern California Veterans Museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And again, thanks for your generous support.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 59 degrees. It's going to be, is that going to be our high? It's because it's 43 right now. 59 today. It's 43 right now, going up to 59 today. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil, Shasta Siskiyou Transport. Remember, in our past and looking to our future, they have been a business here in town since 1967, a really strong business since 1967, delivering all types of fuel products throughout the western United States. During the fire season, they are up on the fire lines. They are operating in other states, providing the jet fuel that's needed for helicopters, the transports, that are spraying the retardants, here in California. They're all over the place doing that. It's a great place to work. It's an employee-owned company, and the people that run it, Bill and Dana, have come up through the ranks of SST Oil. So give them a call at 241-1167 if you're thinking about, it's time to be thinking about that monitor heater, that Toyo heater, and the Toyo water heater that works on kerosene. You're always going to have hot water and heat in your house. Okay, when I left, I said Biden's facing a huge thing, a huge problem. Biden, if he wins the election, if all of this goes in, he wins the election. He's facing his own party, which is a divided party. He's got a far left group that are going to be pushing him real hard to do things that it's socialism on the move.
His VP is in that category, right?
His VP is the most liberal senator, was the most liberal senator in the Senate. So he's going to be pushed. And I'll be giving Joe all of my expertise that I can. At the same time, every so often I'll turn to him and scream at him just to make his heart jump up and down just in case. because Kamala is a heartbeat away. Kamala is a heartbeat away from the presidency. Okay. The other thing he's facing is he's got people that want to be in his cabinet. Bernie wants to be in his cabinet. Bernie wants to be the Secretary of Labor. It's kind of scary, but okay. But see, if he appoints Bernie as Secretary of Labor, that means Bernie has to leave his Senate spot from Vermont. And Vermont is a Republican state. A Republican governor, I should say, who will appoint a Republican in his place because Bernie was an independent. So he'll appoint a Republican. So now it comes down to the race in Georgia, I believe. Of course, there's a lot of other recounts. People that thought they lost when they found out that 26,000 votes were at, or 16,000 or 1,600 votes were accidentally given to his opponent, and he found out instead of losing by 100, he won by 1,000. So you've got that flipping back and forth. But let's say in Georgia, now if they if the Republicans win in Georgia, they hold the Senate, and if the Democrats win in Georgia, they're going to go to the Senate. Either way you look at it, it's going to be tight, really tight. So if Bernie leaves and he loses that one senator that's going to vote with the Democrats, that could have an impact on it. So he's facing that one. Plus, he's got a number of other issues. Let's just say this. Trump, and in my, this is just my opinion, of course, came in against against the media. Nobody gave him a chance, really. There was none of that honeymoon period. You know, it's usually that 90 days of a honeymoon period. He never got that. And then he was facing the press. He was facing Democrats. He was facing Hollywood and all these
social media,
all these tech giants and all that. So here comes Biden in, wanting to say, "I'm the president. There's not a blue America. There's not a red America. It's just America. And I'm going to be your president." Joe is facing 70 million people that are upset, and Joe, they're organized. They're organized. These people don't want Joe to succeed. Here's my opinion on the election. If it goes down and Biden becomes president, he's my president. He's my president. I want him to succeed. I want him to succeed for our country in the sense of moving our country forward, making us stronger. Can you heal the divides? I don't know. Those are pretty deep. But can you start? Yes. Will I give Joe Biden a chance? Yes. Well, if he goes too far, will I support that? No, I won't support it. It'll be just like Mr. Obama. Mr. Obama is my president, but it doesn't mean that I have to roll over on anything he said and everything he said. The Obama administration made many, 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 many mistakes.
What?
We'll see what happens.
Obama's not a saint that was perfect in every way?
No. And the only thing you have to do is look on the map and put your finger anywhere in the Middle East and you'll see where a mistake was made. And you can look at the economy also. But anyway, going back to Mr. Biden, Obama is passed. If Mr. Biden becomes president, you want our country to succeed. I would like, one of the ways to succeed is come up with something that is so bipartisan everybody can agree on it. Now, an infrastructure bill, go for something like that and keep all the pork out of it. Because every time Trump threw it out there, the Democrats would add, $12 billion worth of pork into it. It had nothing to do with infrastructure. Now, the Republicans can do the same thing. I hear people saying, well, everything that you did to Trump, we're going to do to you. If the Republicans hold the Senate, is there going to be a Hunter Biden investigation? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It will be. And if it is, it's going to tie it to Joe. Now, here's the one thing why you really want Joe not to be tied to that investigation and be found guilty. Because if he is found guilty, then Nancy Pelosi, if she's still the head, still the leader of the Democrats, I mean, she may be just as happy to throw Joe under the bus as anybody so they could have Kamala be president. I know, it's a scary proposition. And it's not, trust me, because of race or gender. It's got strictly to do with her political beliefs that I think are not good for our country. I don't see forgiving all of the school loans as being a good deal, because that means all of us out there are working for them. I don't believe free tuition is a good idea, because you have no skin in the game. I can go or not go to school. What happens when you give people things? They don't appreciate it. If they work for it, they do. I mean, this is just something that I've observed through life and through my life experiences, and I'm sure you have too. So we're going to take a break. And what do you think about what happened in the election? I'm seeing a whole bunch of things that says things like all of the ballots are being found along the border in our chat room. They're saying under rocks. You're seeing things where they're handing out ballots to people. One guy came on Facebook and said he must have by himself, he and his friends, and he is an avowed Marxist, just tossed Trump ballots away. He was a counter, just tossed them away. And how in some places where, voting observers, poll observers, or where they were voting, were kept 20 to 100 feet away from the people counting. So how do you observe that? Or they close the windows and they put paper towels over it or cardboard. How is that? How can you be a poll? How can you, if somebody that's observing this see anything if you're not allowed in? Some of them were escorted out by security. How do you do that? Where does it say that you can do those things? There are so many things going to be brought to the courts. It's going to be interesting. I think Georgia's going to have a recount any way you look at it because it's so close. And if you look at the numbers, there are, 10,000 votes in the state of Pennsylvania out of millions that were cast. There's a 10,000 vote difference between them. And it's going to be interesting to see as people, instead of just getting headlines and bits and this, as it goes to the courts, what really is going to come out of this. Is the election over? Not yet. 7:30, we're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, life's uncertain, as we know. Life's uncertain. Are you prepared? Is your family prepared? If something does happen, another fire, another election, another Tampa Bay loss, anything like that, well, Judy Maxwell is there to help you. Maxwell Insurance and Financial has been helping families and seniors and veterans and business owners since 1993. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. You can reach her at 221-0441. And we have insurance with Judy, and we're very happy we are. She's taking care of our family. 7:31 in the morning, 44 degrees out there, going up to 57 today. We'll be right back.
Trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player, certainly. Mighty proud to say, I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help you cultivate horse sense and a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try and give an ironclad leave to yourself from a three-rail billiard shot? But just as I say it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a balkline game, I say that any boob can take and shove a ball in the pocket. And I call that sloth the first big step on the road to the depths of degradation. First, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is...
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09. Or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-401-00 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Nightingale Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. 44 degrees out there, going up to 57 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, founded by Sharon Clark 16 years ago, has been giving quality in-home care for that long. And because of COVID and because of all of the other things that are going on in our society today, Sharon has expanded her business. And with that comes the need for more amazing caregivers. All your training, everything will be provided by Sharon Clark. And you will be one of the group, one of an elite group that's helping our neighbors and families around here. Nobody is hired. Nobody goes out to help other people that Sharon would not have in her own home. So if you're thinking about something like this, either full-time or part-time, give her a call at 226-8350. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Now, so my question, well, how do you know that Kamala Harris is the most liberal? Well, I go to the fact checkers at CNN. Yes, CNN, and it says that, well, yes, her voting record in the Senate is certainly one of the most liberal, though her time before the Senate, when she's Attorney General, was more moderate. But since she has been in the Senate, she has been for Medicare for All, expanding gun control, all of these things. And in fact, her Medicare for All, you know, was just stopping short of eliminating all private insurance. So that's where I get that from. And yes, I have read Joe's manifesto. I've read his party's platform, and it's scary. Yes, forgiving all college debt, like I said, free tuition, doing away with your right to have a self-loading semi-automatic firearm. And by the way, he mentioned pistols in this too. This wasn't just rifles. He mentioned pistols. Yeah, there's a lot of things in there that I do not like, and I hope that he can't do executive orders on them and to make things happen like that. I think some of these things have to come through the Senate, and that's another reason it's really important to hold the Senate. Terry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Carl?
Well, you know, I'm just, you know, living the dream.
Yeah. Yesterday, we had on our program Jefferson State of Mind. If folks want to go back and listen to that, we had on Congressman LaMalta, who had also joined us the day before, which was Saturday, at the flagpole in prayer, not wearing a mask. And he was very good. We had him on, and we had Mark Baird on. And what we plan on doing in the future is I'm going to sit down with both of them, interview them both about apportionment, about representation, and about where we're going as a country. And we're going to do probably a 2 or 3 part series with the two of them together, which should be really interesting. The other thing is that what Doug did yesterday is he explained that the press doesn't elect the president. The legislatures of the state virtually do. They have to count everything. They have to make sure everything is done right. And he based everything on articles, Article 2 of the United States Constitution, Article 2, United States Constitution, and the 12th Amendment. So folks just go to their pocket constitution. They can look that up and see what I'm talking about. He also made the point that, you know, Georgia is very important because of the two senators in which they would bring, you know, which side will they go to, and the You know, that's going to be interesting to see when that all plays out, whether it's – because right now it's tied. So if there isn't 51-49, and, of course, the vice president, whoever that's going to be in either party, is going to be the person who's the deciding vote in the House of Representatives. The other thing is that we did try to get a hold of James Gallagher. We have communicated with them. We communicate with Kylie almost on a daily basis with things.
I think the vice president
get them on to talk about their case.
Yeah, the vice president makes the difference in the Senate.
Well, only Carl. Only if there's a majority. Only if it's even Steven.
Right. If it's a tied vote.
Tied vote.
That's
yeah.
when he makes the decision.
Right.
Yeah, for her.
And then the other thing, we'll be going. Carlos and I most likely will be going back on Alex Jones again. We had 25 million people see that program. We're trying to get Mark Baird on there, and Fox News has reached out from Tucker Carlson, who's already been mentioning Redding. One last thing that the congressman said, which I agree with, I mean, how many of those 71 million people, probably more, voted for Trump really think that the election wasn't rigged?
I think everybody needs to feel like the election was fair and that there was not collusion and malfeasance going on. I think from either side needs to know that.
Can I answer a question to a great newcomer who I've answered this question before, but apparently he hasn't. So can I answer this question really quick?
Is this about this Jefferson State budget?
Yeah, can I answer that real quick?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, anyway, here's the deal, great newcomer. Whatever your real name is, you can feel free to call it with the program and we can discuss this, or feel free to call me and we can discuss it. In 2015, the Legislative Analysis Office, which does all the economic research for the state of California and for a lot of other states, researched the six-state initiative that Tim Draper originally had to divide California into six states. When they did that, they looked at 11 counties that at that time, that is what Tim Draper wanted in the state of Jefferson, when he called Jefferson. At that time, the economic position was $10 million stronger than New Mexico, which would have put those 11 counties in about 47 out of about number 47. And then the other thing about that is that the economic analysis office also has not done anything at this point, although whether we'd have money or not is a moot point at this point, because of course we would. And that's before Placer, El Dorado, and many of the other counties that are in the black entered. So if you want me to do something more extensive than that, feel free to call me with your real name or call in with your real name, and I'd be happy to have a conversation with you and give you all the information because the Legislative Analysis Office, and I hope that helps you.
Okay. Thanks, Terry. I got somebody else up.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Bye. Oh, I guess the other person hung up.
Yeah, Nick, I think he had to go do something. So
yeah, probably has to go to work.
He'll probably call us back.
He has to go to work. Hey, okay, let's talk about a couple other things. You know, Alex Trebek, the host of Jeopardy, for so many years, passed away this weekend. He was 80 years old. He died of pancreatic cancer. He had nothing but accolades. Everybody that has anything to say that's ever met this man seems to think he was just quite the individual. I was told this the other day, that there was a contestant on there that was winning, and he turned to Trebek and said, "I learned to speak English watching your show. I sat in my dad's lap. And this is the way I learned to speak English, is by watching you and, you know, other TV shows." And he was one of the winners on there. And he just broke up. And that's why he told, you know, Trebek that. He has just been kind of the man for so many years. Now, you talk about a tough shoes to fill. How do you fill Alex Trebek's shoes in Jeopardy? No matter how good you are, you're not going to be that good. You're just going to be different. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back. It appears that, of course, after the election, that Pfizer has come up with some huge news. And I wonder, where was that news like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago? 7:43 in the morning, 43 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Come. I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's our Veterans Day weekend special. Save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Wednesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Green Mirror, your friendly oil change. Green Mirror and all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In November, we're discussing tricks of the trade and how to make your story really sing during this NaNoWriMo month. And in December, we're discussing frequently asked questions by you, our listeners.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. A little upset about the election. Make yourself feel better. Maybe your loved one is sitting there in a darkened room, sobbing. Well, here's your chance. Go on down to Four Winds Jewelry. Find the perfect piece of jewelry that will make their day. And this could be a Native American. It could be something off an estate jewelry. It could be one made there specifically. It doesn't mean that this is just all for women. There may be women out there saying, he's just sitting there in his little man cave sobbing. You can find something for him. Four Winds Jewelry. And if not at Four Winds Jewelry, Bastiani Guns. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Pfizer has announced their vaccine appears to be 90% effective. Now, The Dow went crazy on that one. Here's the thing. They made the announcement today. Could they have made this announcement 2 weeks ago? Just wondering. Because Trump kept saying, we're going to have the vaccine done by the end of this year. So now Pfizer is saying they've got a vaccine that's 90% effective, at which point they can start making millions, hundreds of millions of doses, at which point the military, using the Military Logistics Command, can get this moved around to every state, every town, everywhere. So now the question is, the governor of California said, hey, I'm not trusting a vaccine from the Trump administration. We're going to have to run it through our own test here first. Well, is he still going to do that? Oh, and I think there's a couple other states that said the same thing. Hey, if it comes from the Trump administration, we've got to have it tested through our own stringent analysis that we have here in the state of California, which then, you know, I laughed so hard. Literally, I ran to the bathroom when I heard that. I just did. The stringent test we have here in California. We don't have enough stringent tests, otherwise we wouldn't have you there, Gov. Anyway, so now Pfizer's saying it. So if Biden looks at it, if Biden does become president, he goes, yeah, that's I'm going with this. So Newsom, are you still going to test it? Are you still going to hold back the vaccine for weeks while you get it tested for the state of California? There's the question. Now we'll see, Gav. Gav, it was made under the Trump administration, but Biden's handing it out. Are you still going to have it tested? Well, I would think you would, because it's made under the Trump administration. Nick, what do you think?
Oh, I think the country's going to hell in a handbasket. That's
well, okay,
what I think.
Thanks for that comment. We'll see you next week. Okay.
No, here's what I got going on here. Here, I got a headline from Tehran, Iran. Iran's president called for President-elect Joe Biden to compensate for past mistakes and return the U.S. to Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal. They already want money from him.
Well, you know, it's just going to be interesting.
He's it's going to be heartbreaking what it's going to be. So I go to see what Silver's doing. I would think that with the way Joe Biden is going to run our country into the ground, it'd be going up. But no, it's down over a buck and a half.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes, and then I go to the Dow, and it's over 1,100 points up. And you know what? You just can't make sense anymore of what's going on.
You know what? 10 years ago, we bought this station. We had a couple of shows on that just the reasoning was perfect. You couldn't argue the reasoning. And I went out and bought a bunch of silver.
Yeah.
At about $20 an ounce.
Yeah.
Figuring that that was going to be worth hundreds, maybe even more. Well, how much is it worth now? 12?
24 something.
Well, no.
Silver is worth $24.
Oh, it's gone up. Okay, to that. Anyway, so but for 10 years, I've been told that silver is going to just go blast out like gold because of the lack of it and, you know, blah, 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 and all this. It hasn't happened.
I know.
Why?
I'm trying to figure out why. I don't know. But you know what is going to be more interesting than anything if this election holds and Biden and the Democrats are running the country is the battle within the Democratic Party.
Yep, that's what I was talking about. There is going to be – it's not – this is not going to be a bed of roses for Joe. Not only that, it's going to be a battle within the White House with Kamala's group and his group. And then depending on who he puts on his cabinet, that could be a third group of people that he's battling against. And not even to say 74 million people or 70 million people who are going to be upset. And they're organized this time. They weren't organized before.
Well, I think a good comparison would be in 1919 when the Bolsheviks took over Russia. There was a lot of battles going on. There was the Mensheviks and some other Viks, and they won. And, you know, I think we're pretty much in the same shape.
No, we're not into it. There's not going to be armed. There's not going to be an armed insurrection. I refuse to believe that.
That's not what I was saying.
Okay, good. As long as you weren't saying it's going to be armed.
I was saying the battle within the,
Democratic
Party.
I think it is.
Compared to the Mensheviks. In Russia.
Okay, yeah, I'll go along with that.
And you go with AOC and those idiots, you know, they want to go completely the other side.
Absolutely.
And if there's such a thing as a level-headed Democrat, The ones that are closer, their bubbles closer to the center, they're going to be pushed aside possibly, and we're really going to go to extremes.
Well,
so it's a spooky time for our country.
But it is. But if the Senate is held by the Republicans, there's a check there. And in the next congressional election, and this was a huge surprise to the Democrats, the Republicans not only didn't lose seats, they gained 5 seats. It set a record for the number of Republican women that was elected. And they're going to take a look over this next 2 years at what Joe is going to, if he becomes the president, what he's going to try to do. And it could be, I think people will finally realize, whoa, this is costing me money. Whoa, he's raised my taxes. Whoa, where does it say I have to pay for somebody else's school?
Yeah, but you know,
and they can sweep in then into the House and the Senate.
If I may be so bold as to interrupt you, Carl.
Well, of course
it's
you can.
A big if they're going to take the Senate or not. But you know, I think it's 2 seats in Georgia that can tie it up, and they're in a runoff. And Stacey Abrams has promised that she's going to, you know, if they get those 2 seats and it's a push in the Senate, they can do a lot of damage in 2 years.
That's true. And that's true. That's absolutely true.
And I am going to go to work. The reason I have time now is because a couple places are shut down because of the purple COVID.
Yeah, this is something else.
It costs everybody money.
It does.
Even the lowly window washer.
Take care, Nick.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. Well, Carl, so the shooting will not start if Biden goes full Beto on guns. I don't think he'll do that, and I'll tell you why. Let me tell you why. Obama, everybody was afraid that Obama was going to take away your guns. Didn't happen. Did he try? There were some things said. Never even made it up. Why is this? Why wasn't the Second Amendment brought up during any one of the debates? Why? Because Joe would lose on that big time. The Democrats will lose big on that. But this is not a battle that they will stake their party on, the Second Amendment. It's not that is so far down the list. Yeah, he can make executive orders. Doesn't mean a thing. It'll go to the Supreme Court to throw them out. It doesn't make a bit of difference because it is so far down on their list. With, you know, Medicare for all, that's the one you've got to be watching for. Biden care. He can't wait to have Biden care, whatever that looks like. So, you know, I would say that, am I concerned about my Second Amendment rights? Of course I am. Anytime the Democrats are in, you are. However, I don't think it's one of his top things he wants to accomplish, because if he tries to do that, he's going to lose support from his rank and file in the House and the Senate that are out in states that believe in the Second Amendment. They'll lose. And there are such things as recalls. And I wouldn't be surprised to see something like that happen in some of the states if they go along with some of these gun confiscation rules. Now, I can be wrong. And you can point back to this day, November 9th, 2020. Hey, Carl said that. And you know what? Guess what? That was his number two objective he wants to do, is take away your guns. The ones that are even worse, though, is when he wants you to have to take every gun and every magazine that's over 10 rounds and register it with the government and then pay $200 for the right of having that gun or magazine. That includes semi-automatic shotguns. That means 22 rifles. That means any magazines you have, it's over 10, you know, over 10 rounds. Think of how many millions of those are out there, including California. He wants you to register them and pay $200 per magazine per firearm. Now, could that happen? Yeah, he might be able to do something on that. I don't know if he could make it an executive order or not. But again, if it has to go through Congress, he's going to have a tough time, because the people in this country, there's many of the people that were awoke this last 4 years, but they were awoke on both sides. So, okay, at 9 o'clock. I'm sorry, at 8 o'clock, we're going to have Shasta College in here, and one of the divisions of Shasta College. It's been a year since we talked to the farm people and the programs they have and the how many students they have in this, and how does it work with the having going to level purple or the purple tier, when you're having students out there, when it's a lot of this is hands-on stuff. I'm interested to hear how that's going to work. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first day in line.
Take a chance,
honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance
on me.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Pfizer may be first to cross the finish line in the race for a COVID-19 vaccine. The pharmaceutical giant says early data suggests its vaccine may be 90% effective.
The Pfizer announcement doesn't mean a vaccine is imminent, but it indicates the company is on track to file an emergency use application with U.S. regulators later this month. The analysis is from an independent data monitoring board that looked at nearly 100 infections recorded so far in a study of almost 44,000 people in the U.S. and five other countries.
Correspondent Mike Hempen. White House correspondent Greg Clugston says that some Trump supporters question the timing of the vaccine news.
During the campaign, President Trump said that a vaccine could be ready by Election Day. But with Pfizer's announcement of encouraging vaccine data coming after the election, some are wondering if the news was delayed. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted that the timing of this is pretty amazing, and he called it nefarious.
The president calls the Pfizer announcement great news, President-elect Biden describing it as excellent. Vote recount teams dispatched to Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Georgia as the Trump camp works to make sure the election's outcome is legitimate. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says too soon to talk about a Biden presidency.
This is a premature conversation because we have not finished counting votes.
A Republican governor on ABC's This Week. President Trump's lawyers, concerned about possible voting irregularities in several states, are filing lawsuits. With the counting not over yet and recounts likely as well, President Trump has not conceded the election. Stocks sharply higher on Wall Street this morning. Right now, the Dow is up 1,105 points. The S&P better by 98. The NASDAQ up 129. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills. But let's say you've got the skills, and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build a bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
While some world leaders have sent congratulations to President-elect Biden, mum's the word so far from the Kremlin. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg is in Moscow.
4 years ago, Vladimir Putin was amongst the first world leaders to congratulate President-elect Trump. It's rather different this time round. So far, there's been no Kremlin tweet, telegram, or telephone call congratulating President-elect Biden. Today, President Putin's spokesman said the correct thing to do would be to wait for the official election result. He referred to the legal challenges announced by Donald Trump.
Hong Kong's pro-democracy lawmakers say they'll resign from the city's legislative council if the central Chinese government in Beijing disqualifies any of them. There are unconfirmed reports that four of those legislators will be disqualified. News and analysis at townhall.com. Delving deeper into the latest economic numbers.
The Labor Department's jobs report late last week made headlines because the unemployment rate plunged to 6.9% and employers added 630,000 new jobs. But buried in the numbers is more evidence of how the Trump economy has benefited minorities. The Labor Department says Hispanic men have benefited from gains in industries such as construction, nearly catching up with gains made by white women during the same period. Ken Lorman reporting.
Up to $4 billion worth of U.S. goods and services targeted for European Union sanctions because of American support for aircraft manufacturer Boeing. The U.S. may sanction $7.5 billion worth of European products because of Europe's support for its aircraft manufacturer, Boeing rival Airbus. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air, starting December 14th. We start on 11th, so I won't say that anymore. But 10 years is a big thing to talk about. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Linda's on assignment this morning. Linda had got into Christmas frenzy this weekend. Christmas frenzy. The tree is up. There's lights all over in the interior of the house, and she is kind of like trying to enhance that today. So that's where Linda's at. She said, "Oh well, let there be lights and happiness in our house." I'm with Ashley here. She's at the producer.
Good morning.
Good morning there, Ashley. And you've got the weather.
We're looking at 46 degrees out at the airport right now, but our freeze warning doesn't expire for another almost hour. So it'll still be cold. Make sure you're wearing that jacket and enjoying that hot cocoa or cider or coffee or whatever it is this morning. We are looking at some beautiful sunrises and sunsets throughout the week with partly cloudy and areas of clouds. I don't know if you looked at those over the weekend, but they were fantastic. Into Thursday, we're looking at a 30% chance of rain during the day, and rain will be likely overnight, with highs around 60 throughout the week and around 33 throughout the week for the lows.
There you go. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And during the month of November is giving an additional discount for veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. You're going to get a super deal on a propane from Shasta Gas Propane. So, also the 8:07 in the morning news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Shasta College and with Dr. Audra Harrell. Good morning, Audra.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, we have to turn you on first.
Oh, goodness. Good morning.
How are we doing now? Okay. Sometimes Ashley plays with me. And what she'll do is turn yours on and turn mine off so I can't hear anything. And I think, It's Monday. We all kind of like.
No, I'm just messing with you.
Okay. Hey, Dr. Harrell, tell us a little bit about you. And you're head of, like I said, you're the head of the agricultural group.
So there. I'm the agriculture instructor at Shasta College. Yeah.
All
so
right.
I wouldn't consider myself a head of anything. That gives me a little too much power. That will go to my head.
Well, everything that goes along in the agricultural program comes through you, though, right?
Well, sure. So I'm in charge of most of the classes, teaching most of the classes.
So you are the head of all the little piggies and calves and students.
Well, we have a farm manager that actually oversees the day-to-day work.
But you're the one
we work together.
Well, how'd you get into this?
So I was raised in the Central Valley in California, and I went to Chico State, and I did my bachelor's degree there, and that's really where I got into the big part of animal science and really enjoyed working with the animals and decided to go to grad school, got my master's at Kansas State, decided I really loved teaching, got my PhD at Virginia Tech, so school is cool.
There you go. How'd you get here?
My parents actually live in Alturas, retired up there, and I wanted to be closer. So
a thriving community that is growing by leaps and bounds, Alturas, California.
It's really kind of a cool place. Yeah, they retired up there, and I decided I wanted to be closer. And so when the opportunity to come here opened up, community college is always really really been near and dear to my heart. I went to community college as a student, starting out. And so when I came up here, saw the community, I just loved it, fell in love with it. And
so here you are.
Here I am.
There you are. Okay, the farm is getting ready for your annual Christmas tree sales.
That is true.
Now, let me tell you, I went over there and bought a tree from them last year, and I can tell you that when I came back, because Linda wasn't with me, and this is very iffy when you kind of go out on these things, I found the most beautiful tree. The first tree you had picked out for me was exactly what I'd said, but it didn't go ding. So I walked around all the trees and found one, and it was absolutely the prettiest tree we have ever had.
Did the light shine down on it like something out of Christmas Vacation, and the angels were singing?
And then I did those backflips like in the Blues Brothers.
I remember that day.
Yeah, that's going back across. It was raining, and I was doing the backflips across
there. Yeah, I
remember
that day.
Oh, gosh, and people were going, ah.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it was a beautiful tree. So you're getting ready to do that again.
Yes. We're actually really fortunate to be able to do it.
Because you can do it. You can do that during COVID because you can space everybody out. Everybody's wearing masks.
Yeah, that's true. The event is completely outdoors this year, and it is going to look a little bit different because we will be using an appointment-based system. So you'll be able to purchase your tree online. So pick out the species, pick out the size of the tree, and then come and pick out the individual tree.
Because they do have them segregated out into different types of trees.
Yes.
Different heights and all these.
Uh-huh.
So it makes it a lot easier.
Yep, it's going to be very, very safe. Our safety committee on campus has reviewed all of our plans and has given us the green light. So it's going to be very safe. We are still going to have some family-friendly things going around. We're going to have some goodie bags for the kids, and Santa's going to be walking around.
Hermetically sealed goodie bags.
Yeah, there's
the
going to be some.
Safety committee. We have ways of making you safe. We will keep you safe. You will be safe for us.
We're very excited, though.
Very excited. Now, so you can go online to...
it's going to be through the Shasta College website, shastacollege.edu. But it's not up yet, so tree sales are going to start on the 18th of November.
Okay.
And so you'll be able to go on and purchase your tree and make an appointment for pickup. Pickup dates are going to be the weekend after Thanksgiving, so starting November 28th, 29th, and it's going to be going all day. So you're going to have 2 days to come and pick them up, and it's going to be... It's going to be super fun. We're still excited to be able to do it, even though it's going to be
different.
It's
not just the tree. You can get your tree, so you can kind of order what, and so you take the kids, take the family out there, everybody's masked up, and you're outside.
Mm-hmm.
So then you find the tree. So what happens after that is the students will take the tree, take it over to their trimming area there, cut off, a couple inches off the bottom there.
Yep.
And then they put it in that that stringy thing.
A bag, yeah.
A bag that then you throw on top of your car,
yep,
in the back seat, in the back of your truck, and you take it home. So all that stuff is taken care of, and they cut off the end of it so that then when you put it in your Christmas tree stand, you can put water in there, and it just, trust me, it will suck up amazing amounts of water.
Yeah,
you've
I bought
put
one last
water
year.
In there. Oh, gosh, you've got to put water in there every day.
You do, yeah, every day. Yep, and it'll last. I mean, I bought one last year, and it lasted all the way through Christmas. And then
into past New Year's for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, that's so.
Okay, and this is a good deal. Now, where does all the money go to?
So the money goes directly back to the Shasta College Agriculture students. So the Agriculture Leadership Club is the club that runs the event, and all of that money 100% goes back into the program. So it pays for scholarships for the students to continue their education, and it also pays for leadership development, professional development things, travel, registration for those type of things. So in a normal year when we, travel.
Okay. So you just have to go to shastacollege.edu. For information, it'll be up when?
Yep, it should be up hopefully sometime this week. We're finalizing a couple last things.
Sales start right after Thanksgiving.
Right before Thanksgiving.
Right before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Will you be open Thanksgiving Day?
We won't be open Thanksgiving Day. Okay. We open Saturday, Sunday. So we open Saturday, Sunday, so the students are able to spend Thanksgiving with their families. So,
okay.
Yeah, so Saturday.
Now, is it open just on the weekends?
It will be open just on the weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And like I said, it'll be appointment based, so you'll get to pick the time that you come and pick up and pick out your tree. So, and then we'll have, you know, some Christmas displays up for you to drive through and see, and the animals will be penned up so you can see them, the baby goats and the calves and things like that. So you'll still get to experience part of the farm, even though it won't be exactly the same as
baby
last
goat.
Year. Oh, baby goat.
Is there anything cuter than a baby goat?
That's a tough one. No, I can't think
sure.
of anything.
Oh, well, we have one of the students in here. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to her. And we're going to talk about baby goats. You don't have the kind of goats that if you look at it funny, it just falls over on its side.
We don't.
That can't be good for a goat yet. What kind of goats are those?
They're myotonic goats or Tennessee fainting goats.
I saw the funniest video. The first one starts to jump through, and there's somebody standing there, and it sees them and just goes, boom,
yep.
Hits the ground, and the other two jump in and hit, and they're just piled up on each other. And it was funny, but then it was like, are those goats? I mean, does it hurt the goats?
It doesn't hurt, but around here, they would be coyote bait if we had goats like that around here. So,
you know, I'm going to got questions about that afterwards. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know what? Jeff Wurst is the expert in the Northern California area when it comes to windshields. And now you might have a small chip in your windshield. So picture this, that small chip in your windshield, it's cold outside, it's in the 30s, you turn on the heater and you start driving down the street, cold air on the outside, hot air on the inside, that chip becomes an immediate crack across your windshield. Yeah, well, Jeff can prevent that. He can fix either small chips or cracks over 2 feet in length. He has been doing this for over two decades. There's nobody better than him. He guarantees his work for life, and he never takes chances with your safety or your family's safety. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 241-8373, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back with Dr. Audra Harrell. That's a good farm name, Harrell. Let's go out and... Hey, Harl, let's go out and plow a field. Okay. I can say that. The student's going, oh! We'll be right back.
The branches, oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. How lovely are the branches.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals would like to take this moment to thank our veterans for their service. Snow's has been in Reading since 1994 and is your complete celebration headquarters with their decorations and rentals, including tables and chairs, linens, centerpieces, and so much more. Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals at 3066 Crossroads Drive. Call 222-8606. That's 222-8606.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily.
Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to the Taylor Swift and the Screaming Goat song, as we've already talked about.
I can't help not playing that one.
We were talking about the fainting goats in the last segment, which I find extremely interesting. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, they are locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. They are a community bank like this community radio station that really cares about our community. They've helped people in so many ways. They are still moving local dreams forward during all this craziness of COVID, elections, everything going on. They never lose sight of their goal is to support the community and make your dreams come true. They've got three locations, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, 1845 California Street, right downtown here in Redding, and at the Old Rayleigh Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Okay, we're here with Shasta College, and I'd like to mention Peter Griggs' name because Peter's in charge of putting all this together every month. He's in charge of their publicity, all of those things, and it's really great. He hands me a list of questions, which I kind of like think as a suggestion, somewhere to start. That's why we got into the fainting goats part. And Dr. Audra Hall, who is heads up the agricultural program at Shasta College, actually told me about them, that they're called what?
Myotonic goats.
Myotonic, which means?
That's their name.
But it just means is that they freeze up.
They do. They freeze up and they fall over. They fall over a little bit. Yep.
They fall over, but it doesn't hurt them.
Nope.
It doesn't do anything to their system when they do this.
Nope.
Is there a way that we could, like, breed, you know, kind of crossbreed that with politicians so that every time they get ready to say a lie, they stiffen up and fall over?
Well, you have to startle them, so I think that's going to be really hard with a politician. You can go up to them and open an umbrella in their face. That might work.
Well, no, I'm thinking of... there's got to be a way of taking it so they get ready. If they're getting ready to tell you just a flat out lie, they go, whoop, and they freeze up and fall over.
I don't know if we have the technology,
wow.
But you know, we can talk to UC Davis.
Okay, I'm just thinking future things here. Okay, we're also here with Callie Canson, who is a student out there, and Callie is a young lady. And how did you get into the agriculture program and why?
I got into the agriculture program. I grew up in it, so throughout my whole life, I was in a field working with my dad, or I was raising animals.
And you are from? Are you from this area?
I'm from Orland, so I'm about an hour south.
Yeah, I know where that's at.
Yeah, it's a small little community, so everyone pretty much farms in Orland, mm-hmm. So that's that's what happens.
What crops did you raise?
We do anything from hay crops to we raise animals. So I raise sheep and goats, and I show them at our local fair. So we do hay crops. We've done grain crops, to feed to like cows and stuff.
Yeah.
And then my dad works on a bunch of farm equipment down there for the local dairies.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to be around dairy cows, beef cows, goats, sheep, pigs, anything, really.
Now, I asked you during the break, you want to become a farmer.
Yes.
This is really rare in today's society, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say it's really rare because a lot of people don't think that farmers may be a necessity in the world anymore. But some people may not realize that we supply a lot of food for the world and everyone in it.
Without farmers, there's no hay. There's no tomatoes. There's no food. And yet you're seeing so many family farms dropping by the wayside because their kids have seen how hard this is and choose not to go into farming. Is this true or is this just something I've read that's just not true?
I find it's true. I think that's very true.
Are you seeing the same things?
I would tend to agree, but on the plus side, we're seeing a lot of people that have not been raised on the farm that have decided that they want to perpetuate the...
I'm starting to see, come to think of it, I am starting to read articles like that people that have been raised not on farms have want to go back and do that. And it gives them, especially a number of veterans. Number of veterans I've read want to go back to farms.
Well, the reality is only 2% of the population are producing 100% of the food. So, we need them. We need them, and it's not just something that, podunks with no education do, and one of the reasons that I really like Shasta College is because we provide the students with the, there's a lot of technology, a lot of, things that go into producing that, that crop, that hay, those tomatoes. It's not just, this isn't your grandfather's farm.
Yeah, this is plant a seed.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, why did you pick Shasta College?
I picked Shasta College just because it appealed to me with the farm program and everything that it seemed like really tight-knit, like close community
mm-hmm.
of people who appreciated each other, and they were all very welcoming, and how everything got done, it was really appealing to me. Like, having the farm was something that I was like, oh my gosh, you don't see this much anymore. And so it seemed like a cool opportunity.
Now, what kind of classes are you going to take now? How many years have you been going there?
This is my first year.
First year, okay. But have you already learned things that when you go back home to your family and go, Dad, if we did this, it might be a bigger crop?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of the times I've learned stuff with the animals that I may not have known that I go home and I go, we should do this. My dad goes, okay, well, then let's do it. And it helps a lot because it seems to be more beneficial in the way things get done at home and at the farm. And so it's really eye-opening how everything.
Give me an example. I'm a farm illiterate. I mean, I come from that typical family. My grandparents were farmers, and they have been farmers for years. My dad grew up on a farm. World War II came, he went off to the war, came back, and got a job, but he didn't go back to the farm. So when you talk about going back to the farm, and as Dr. Harles just said, there's more people now. It's only 2% of the people in the United States raise all the food. It's hard work. You know how hard it is, and yet you welcome this. Is that right?
Yeah, the hard work is what makes me happy. I mean, to know I went out and did a lot of work, a lot of hard work throughout the day when I go sit down, and I appreciate everything I've done because I know in the end it'll pay off in many aspects with providing food for the animals and then the animals providing food for the people. I mean, so like we do stuff at the farm that I didn't do at home. So we do... like at home, we just feed them regular bales of hay, whereas at the farm, we what's called chop hay. So it breaks all the bales up and it breaks them into smaller like smaller pieces basically, and we feed it to the animals. Well, you wouldn't think of that, and it's more of a consumption, and it's a bigger quantity than just normal bale of hay.
So they'll get more nutrients and everything by just by breaking the hay bales up.
Yeah, they get more nutrients. They don't waste as much, and so it's more what we call sustainable.
Okay.
It's more conservative to what we do. Instead of them wasting hay on the ground, they eat most of it.
Because when they're stepping on it and all that, so there's nothing there. You know, they are destroying a certain amount of a bale of hay. So if you break it up like that, you don't have that problem.
From a digestive standpoint, too, if we break down those pieces, it's giving their digestive system more of an opportunity to absorb those nutrients instead of big chunks of pieces. If we break them down into smaller pieces, it makes it easier for their gut to absorb.
For them to digest and everything. That makes sense. Okay, we've got to take a break here. I really wish you had some of those fainting goats out there.
We'll talk to the farm manager.
You might do it. And, you know, we'd be glad to sponsor a fainting goat. You know, baby, can you sponsor a baby goat?
We have never done it in the past, but you know, that's not a terrible idea.
Yeah, it could be like adopt a goat, and then it comes over to your house and plays in the backyard, and then you take it back home.
I feel like people would think that was cute for about 5 minutes, and then it would pee or poop on their floor, and that would be the end of it.
I'm talking about backyard.
Backyard.
No, we've had somebody bring in a baby goat inside the studio here, and the baby goat immediately relieved itself.
The person
left without trying to help us clean it up. So that was the last time they were on the show with a goat. That was in big red letters in there. No baby goats unless they say they're going to help us clean up afterwards.
Or we put them in a diaper.
Oh, no. That's just not natural. That is just not natural.
They could have been sweaters.
All right, let's take a break here. Sweaters. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Estate Granite. Mike Huber and Estate Granite has been doing this for 16 years. And he designs and installs granite, marble, slate. In fact, the table we have in here is a Mike Huber creation with, cut to our specifications, with a spot we can put all the microphones in, all electronics coming into it from underneath the table. He does great work. He does it. You don't have to supervise Mike. Just give him the keys to your house, leave for a few days if you want to, and you come back to just absolute beauty. He works by appointment only, so you can give them a call at 241-STONE. That's 241-STONE, or look up estategranite.com. That's Mike Huber, Estate Granite, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
He gets up before the dawn, packs a lunch and a thermos full of coffee. It's another day in the dusty haze. Burning rays are wearing down his body. The diesel's worth the price of gold.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
This is Redding Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Redding utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit reddingchamber.com or cityofredding.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction.
In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Light, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Clade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Times get harder. Here's to the former.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Your phone number is 244-9478. Works on appointments during this COVID and before. In fact, I'm going down tomorrow, the Marine Corps birthday, and kind of celebration. I get my hair cut. I wonder if I should go with the high and tight. Maybe I'll just go with the Marine boot camp cut, which is there's nothing left. Then I could walk around like that with a bare head when it's 34 degrees out there.
Don't worry, guys. I'll post a picture online if that happens.
Don't worry. That will never happen. Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, I'm here with Dr. Audra Harrell, who heads up the agricultural program at Shasta College. And we have a new student here. It's Taylor Arrowsmith. And you're right. I would like to be on the plane and just say, Arrowsmith to the front, and then watch everybody come screaming, running over, forgetting their social distancing. But good morning, Taylor.
Good morning.
Okay. Pull that down in front of you a little bit. There you go. And tell us about you. How'd you get into this?
I was raised with my family business. We own a bee business in Redbluff, California.
A bee?
A bee business, yeah.
Oh! What's the name of it?
Arrowsmith & Sons Apiaries.
Okay. And yeah. You provide queen bees everywhere, right?
Queen bees, and then we also make honey in the summer, so yeah.
Yeah, you send them all over the world. Is that right or not?
Not all over the world, but we send them to a lot of different places. So.
Okay. So how do you do that with a queen bee?
So I actually got to do that this summer when COVID happened. Since we didn't have school, I ended up working full-time for my family business. And we have little boxes called queen nukes with just a little bit of bees in them. And we put an egg that's unhatched. And so the bees feed it. It's called royal jelly, and it becomes a queen. And then my dad, all the workers, and me, we went out in the field and caught them, put them in super little cages, and then you ship them off to different beekeepers that need queens to either build their hives, replace their old queens, or whatever they may need them for. So it's a super cool
experience. So you have to capture each one of them.
Yeah, you
put them in a little bitty cage.
Yeah.
Do you brand them?
No.
Okay, I'm just wondering. Little bitty brands. And then they go all over the place.
Yeah.
How much does that cost for a queen bee?
Depends on the business, but you can sell them from anywhere from like $30 to $40 a bee.
Okay, well that's cool. But then you have to put in the some food with it.
No, you just put them in a box, and then there's food in the huge box, and then you put a little bit of worker bees in there with them, and then they feed the queens.
They'll feed the queens,
mm-hmm.
And then when you ship them, that's mm-hmm. how you ship them.
Yeah, you ship them in. It's just a white
like
white
a shoe
cardboard box.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's got vents on the side, and then the queens all face outward so they can get air, and then you have to do expedient shipping, obviously, so they
can
get the
test. Yeah, overnighters and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So. Well, that's great, because I know we've got a couple of places like that here in Northern California. The bee industry, and I will get back to what you're doing here, but the bee industry, it seems like all of a sudden all the bees are wiped out, and then for what causes these bee die-offs?
They're not going dying off as fast as people say. People are saying that all bees are dying everywhere, which not necessarily is true. Mm-hmm. They're not going extinct by any means, but there are harmful pesticides, things that can kill different bees, and then mites can get in and kill bees, and then there's other bees that will kill bees. So there's multiple different kinds of things. I wouldn't say it's one distinct thing that's killing off bees.
Are they? But I understand this year seems like they're coming back. Is that true?
From my understanding.
I read all types of different things, and it seems like the bees are coming back. You know, the wild bees are coming back this year.
Yeah, it depends on what article you read and who wrote it and from what state it's in. So I think every state definitely differs. But from my understanding, our family has never really had a shortage of bees or had a problem with losing as many. Maybe a hive here and a hive there, but we've never lost like a great majority or anything.
I've had a friend that had he had his own hive.
Mm-hmm.
And one day he went out there, they were all gone.
Yeah,
why would that happen?
Bees will leave hives if they get crowded, and the queen says, like, oh, it's too crowded in here, she'll just leave, and then they'll go make a swarm somewhere else. Or if there's not enough food around them, they'll try to leave to make...
Can you kidnap bees?
Yeah, if you see, like, a wild swarm, if you go in at nighttime, and you can shake them off into a box, and you can get them that way. That's how, if bees escape or something, my dad's had to go and get a couple swarms off of trees or stop signs, and... You just shake
them
off at night, and you bring them back and put them in the box. So.
Okay. All right. Enough about bees. So you're into the pork side out at Shasta.
Yeah, I'm on the swine industry, or the swine unit, and I've been showing hogs for the Tama District Fair and the Shasta District Fair since I was 9 years old. I started in 4-H, and then when I got to high school, I went to FFA. So I showed for about 10 years, and then I knew as soon as I got to Shasta College on the farm, I wanted to be on the swine unit. So I worked super hard all summer on the swine unit, making it clean and doing everything I can to make sure that I got put on the unit. And so now I work with my unit partner, Madai, and so it's a lot of fun.
So what do you plan on doing with this?
I would like to, when I'm older, to own my own business. Not sure exactly what. My major is ag business, but I do think it would be a lot of fun to get a couple sows myself and do it even just for 4-H'ers so that they can have their own hogs, because it's definitely getting harder and harder, in my opinion, to find breeders around that at a reasonable cost for young kids to be able to afford to buy a pig.
Yeah, it's surprising how much a shoat cost.
Yeah, I've paid...
A shoat is a baby pig.
I've heard kids pay anywhere from $1,000 for one pig to show at the fairs, and so it's insane. If you want to be competitive, unfortunately, you have to pay a pretty penny. So,
Because of the certain breeds that you have, or
it's the breeds, it's the genetics, it's what the judge wants of that year. People like long and lean pigs. Some people like short and muscular pigs. It just depends, and so you have to get the good genetics of certain breeders that they have. So, they're expensive.
They're tough, too.
Yeah.
Pigs are, on the IQ scale of animals, is up there with the dog.
Yeah.
So you said that makes them easier to handle?
I think so. We actually just had to put one of our sows in the farrowing room because we were expected to have babies, and she just walked right in. It wasn't a problem at all because she's been in there before, and she knew exactly where she had to go. And then every night I yell for the pigs. I just say mamas because they're all females, and they all run into their little where they eat, and it's super easy where – everyone else has to, like, go and herd the cattle in from the field with the Kubota or call the goats in, banging buckets to get them to realize that it's feeding time, where the pigs just know it. When I walk out with that bucket, it's time to eat.
I like that. Okay, so what have you learned? What year are you?
I'm a first year.
Okay, you're a freshman this year. Okay, so have you already learned things that you didn't know?
I've learned so many things. I learned how to back up a trailer. I learned how to drive a tractor. I learned how to breed a pig, how to collect a pig.
How to collect a pig, does that mean like a birth?
It means collecting semen, so you can...
Oh, that one! Okay.
Because we artificially inseminate.
I'm not even going to ask. Okay, when you say collect pigs, I think just, you mean like when they're being birthed and they're having a trouble, you'd have to reach in there and pull them out.
Sure, we can do
that. Have you done that?
Yeah, I've learned that too.
Okay.
Yeah.
at the break, there's going to be some questions rolling through here. But okay, so are most of the pigs artificially inseminated?
On our farm, yes, they are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Because I know that I have friends that have a herd of cattle, and mm-hmm. they rented a bull, mm-hmm. and they have him for so many months, and he just wanders around out there in the fields with mm-hmm. all the cows. So there's no artificial.
The majority of pigs in the United States are artificially inseminated because boars can be really aggressive and really difficult to deal with. So we have two on the farm, boars that we, you know, keep, and but all of our sows are artificially inseminated for safety.
Somebody said she knows how to drive the big green tractor.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, well, gosh, we're talking to Taylor Arrowsmith, whose family raises bees down in Red Bluff, and she was also told us how they collect the queen bees and get them sent all over the United States for that, and something about the bee industry, but also that she's into the swine unit over there, because this is something that she's been doing since she was 9 years old, mm-hmm. is raising pigs, and now wants to, you know, keep on doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, is that a? I'm going to ask you this: is what, you know, your students, can they go out and find jobs? And I'm going to ask you that right after the break. We'll be right back after these messages. Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA2 Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-0999. Or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 9OS APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our Veterans Day weekend special. Save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Wednesday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Today, the 9th of November, 8:49 in the morning, 45 degrees going up to 57 today. It's going to be a nice day. It's a little chilly. Tomorrow, 61 of a low of 34. Tomorrow night, a low of 36 tonight. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And during the month of November, veterans, you get another discount. So you're living high at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. I'm here with the Ag Department over at Shasta College and Dr. Audra Harrell. And her this student we have with us is Madai Cruz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, get in there close. You got a little, you got a small voice there.
Good morning.
There you go. And it's early. Hey, here's a question that came in. Are you using the current ag technology on the farm? As current as, I guess, as you can get?
Yeah, so we just recently got three new ultrasound machines on the farm, which are used for the animals to diagnose pregnancy and other illnesses, but we mostly use it for pregnancy. So the students get, you know, hands-on technology there. We just got a new bale accumulator for our hay bales, so the students are learning how to, you know, use all of that equipment. So we are really working hard to try and make sure that students are getting...
What's a bale accumulator? I have to ask.
You want to answer that one, Madai?
Yeah, so after we chop up the fields, like mow them, we make bales, and we go by with the tractor and the accumulator, and it makes the bales, basically.
Yeah, so the accumulator actually picks up the bales after they're made, so that the students don't have to go, you know, pick them up one at a time. And,
oh, no,
and put
no,
them on
no,
the
no, 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 no,
we
no.
have had to do that.
No, that's the way it should be. You haven't lived in, have I done that? Yes, I had friends that lived, had hay farms out in Washington State. Hey, come on out, we're, you know, for the weekend. Sure. When you, we're going to have a party. Sure. That's after, you know, lifting bales all day. There's no party afterwards. Only thing you do is lay face down in the mud.
Yes. Well, they've had to do it by hand, too, because, you know, there were a couple times that the we were trying to figure out how the accumulator worked. So they've definitely done it both.
Okay. So that, what that does is just picks it up. It puts it on, like, a conveyor belt and drops it into a truck.
And we're working on getting a brand new baler. And you know, so we work really hard to try and make sure we have the most up-to-date technology as possible for our students, because when they go out into the workforce, this is the kind of stuff that they're hopefully going to be expected to use.
What kind of jobs can people from your ag unit get into?
Well, they can go right into some entry-level positions, you know, working on farms, managing animals, managing, you know, crops and things like that. They can go into pest control. They can go on to, you know, get a more, you know, advanced degree, a bachelor's degree or master's degree, and go into management. They can go into business, ag business management. There's a list of almost endless possibilities, just catered to what the student really wants. So Madai is a good example.
Okay, Madai, tell us about you. How'd you get into the agriculture?
I got into agriculture through FFA in high school, and I started raising animals. I raised a steer, had to keep it somewhere, so started working on a ranch in exchange for keeping my animal there, and really got into it. And the students... One of the students who's at the dorm right now would come visit our school and talk about how he really enjoyed the program, and that really got me interested. And the people who I worked for the ranch at, their daughter had been in the program, and they really would talk to me about it, and they told me they wanted to bring me for a tour. Like, they'd drive me all the way from Humboldt County to Reading just so I would see the program and see if I liked it, because they thought it would be fitting for me.
And obviously you liked it.
Yeah, I did.
What year are you there?
I'm a freshman.
You're
as
a freshman also?
Yeah.
Okay, so what? Which unit are you in?
I'm on the swine unit with Taylor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was during the break. We had a. It was funny in here during the break, and we're talking about the different ways of collection four different animals, and it was you know, really, I never even thought about it, that artificial insemination is for most of the pigs. Most of the big pig breeders use that.
Yeah, almost exclusively.
Okay, what about cattle?
So cattle, it goes, you know, both ways. The majority of dairy cattle in the United States are artificially inseminated because mm-hmm. dairy bulls are very big and very, very aggressive and dangerous.
Okay.
Beef cattle, usually, you know, bigger beef breeders will do a round of artificial insemination, and then they'll turn out a bull to do what we call cleanup. So any that we missed with artificial insemination, he'll go in and he'll hopefully cover them.
Okay. So what do you plan on doing with this?
Well, I want to major in ag business.
Uh-huh.
And what really interests me is, like, managing, ranch managing and farming. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to minor in that and, I don't know, hopefully along the way find exactly what I want to do.
Well, you're young.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your first year. You're going to go into this and you go, because now do you switch people from unit to unit?
They do. They switch at least once. So they're on a unit for a semester.
Okay.
And usually we try and rotate them through every semester so that they get experience on all of the units. And then all of the students will help with, like, hay baling and, you know, crops and
greenhouses. How big is your field for hay?
Well, we have several, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, so we have an alfalfa field, and, oh, gosh, I think it's, like, 10 acres. And then we have a few more various fields. If the farm manager is listening, he's going to be texting me and like, you don't know how big these are.
But you've got a lot of acreage.
Yeah,
right?
We do. We have.
So you're self-sustaining.
Well, not quite, but that's the goal.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. The goal. So.
You know, for swine, Madai, this is a huge industry in the United States, and North Carolina is one of the largest swine producers in the country. And they have, and there's always battles going on with the swine producers and the environmental guys,
mm-hmm.
because if you have that many pigs, you have a lot of waste.
Yeah.
On that, and how to do that. Is that one of the things that you study is how to be environmentally friendly?
Yeah, we study all fields of, like, how to properly get rid of waste and, like, what we try new ways of getting rid of waste,
mm-hmm.
for example, composts or, you know,
yeah,
any other
things like
ways.
That. Mm-hmm. There are now energy generating organizations that take cow and pig waste and things like this and turn it into electricity. We had somebody on the show.
Yeah, we actually have a class at Shasta College. It's called Sustainable Agriculture and Farm Management, and that's what we talk about, is how to make sure that we are being good stewards of not only, you know, the crops that and the land that we have right now, but how to maintain that land so that future generations, you know, we'll have it.
So it doesn't destroy it. Yeah. They had they've had instances where their catch basins had broken and gotten into the rivers, and this caused all types of consternation, as you can imagine.
Yeah. Severe weather can affect that.
But
too.
It's you know, lots of rain. Okay. Well, gosh, and are you having a good time?
Yeah.
Are
love
you having
it.
A good time?
Yes,
so this is, so you're not sorry you did this then?
No, not at all. Okay. I'm really glad I did.
Mm-hmm. Great. You know what? I've seen three really happy students in here. They're studying agriculture, and it's got to have something to do with you, Audra. I mean, you're the head of the organization here.
Well, they're great. We have such a great group of students, and, you know, despite everything that's going on, they're still out there. Our farm is still.
How's COVID impacting on you all?
You know, we are considered an essential
job.
Yeah. So our agriculture classes are still, their laboratory sections are still meeting in person. You know, with, you know, adaptations or social distancing, but students are still able to come out to the farm. They're still able to learn about the plants, learn about the crops, learn about the animals in person. All of our CTE programs are like that. So while the lecture portions of our classes have been switched to online, the laboratory, the in-person, the critical things that they need to learn hands-on, they are still learning hands-on in person. So we feel
now, do you take tours of people through there once COVID relaxes a little bit?
We do. And actually, during, you know, a normal year, we are a public institution, and we have families come out and look at the animals. That sort of thing happens all the time. Obviously, right now, it's very restricted access, but we love to have people out there.
Okay.
We love to have people see the animals.
One of our comments, Great show, Carl. You need them on again. So, Peter, we need to have them back on again. And this is the last thing, though, is remind everybody, right after Christmas, first weekend after Christmas. So
Thanksgiving.
I'm sorry, Thanksgiving. Gosh. Thanksgiving is they're going to be selling Christmas trees out at Shasta College. And they have a huge selection and a great selection. We got ours there last year. And it was, I think, you know, it was the best tree that Linda and I have had since we've been married.
Well, our goal this year is really to try and help do something to support our community, because our community has supported us so much in the past. And mm-hmm. we feel like our community could use this now.
Yeah.
This, you know, something family friendly, something cheerful and exciting and happy, and so we're working really hard to make it a very community-based event. So we hope to see
there
you guys
will be
out there.
No political ornaments on the tree. Okay, got that? No political ornaments on the tree. They can be little lambs and pigs and cows. But
it's gonna be. It's gonna be decorated to the nines. So
okay, thank you so much for being here with us today, Shasta College, and Dr. Audra Harrell, and then Madai Taylor and Callie, for being our guest today. And tomorrow, tomorrow is Shasta Regional Medical Center with some of the new things they're doing there and a couple other surprises. Remember